Our next speaker is going to talk about the Doomsday, Not Doomsday update, data privacy, cybersecurity, data protection risks in 2023. And our speaker is Kate Morris. She's a co-founder and member of Hush and Morris and specializes in US and EU data privacy and cybersecurity issues, acting as a subject matter expert for in-house legal departments. In particular, she focuses on transactional and governance matters, assists clients with operationalizing their privacy programs, drafting privacy policies, in-app notices, and other privacy and security-related terms in contracts. She's a privacy law specialist and triple certified by the International Association of Privacy Professionals as a certified information privacy professional and a certified information privacy manager. Let's welcome Kate to the stage.
Hi, everyone. I always tend to get these time slots where people are in a slight coma. So I'm going to try to wake you up, and I have been instructed to blow your mind, and I actually have something that I think will do it. As I was flying down here yesterday, I was reading an issue of Wired magazine, and there was a quote in it, and I just have to read it to you because it's so striking. It said, "We saw it written once that software was eating the world. What really happened is that software made a world of its own and invited us to be eaten." And I think we're living at a time of such profound technological change. A lot of us do have a sense that we are about to be eaten by AI and by other issues. Just today, Dallas is under a cyber attack. Its 911 services have been taken down. Its operators are having to manually dispatch police. The city services sites are down. The Dallas Police Department site is down. Also, the FTC sued Meta, aka Facebook, for violating its consent decree. It's now going to seek to bar Meta from monetizing children's data. And basically, everything is happening all at once every day, and things are changing. And one of the things that drives me crazy about privacy presentations usually is that we all are about the doomsday, because it does seem oftentimes that they're a doomsday. But I want to focus on not doomsday today, and specifically, how are we going to deal kind of with the risk that we're facing? What are those risks? And so I want to ask you all before we get started, how many of you deal with data privacy issues within your practice on a regular basis? Raise your hand. Okay, so we've got about half the audience responding for our virtual people out there. I can't see you. How about you guys dealing with cybersecurity on a day-to-day basis in your practices? Okay, that was a trick question because everyone should have raised their hand because cybersecurity affects us all. But anyway, here's what we're going to do. We're going to cover some privacy basics today, then really put the spotlight on cybersecurity, talk about making the case for enhanced executive oversight, recognizing specific governance and whistleblower risk, and addressing privacy problems, especially presented by organizational silos. And then a disclaimer, these are really my views, don't reflect any other views, for educational content, blah, blah, blah. Here we go. Some privacy basics, just to set a baseline. And I think this is important. So you'll see under point number one, there's a Venn diagram with privacy and cybersecurity as two circles with a concentric part of it. And what I want you all to think about, because in the US we're so focused on consumer data privacy, is the broader world of privacy. And that is the part of the circle out on the left, and that encompasses things like bodily privacy. We talked about Dobbs earlier today. Territorial privacy, communications privacy, which isn't necessarily digital privacy. Cybersecurity is something that affects the digital world. It doesn't just implicate data, it implicates networks and systems. And it overlaps privacy where information, personal information, is stored on internet-connected systems. So if without cybersecurity, you can't have data privacy because you have to ensure the confidentiality of personal information in order to have privacy. So there are these two separate concepts which overlap. That's point number one for privacy basics.